And still to come in this hour, we'll have the Friday gathering, of course. And also, how much can you save on fuel if you change how you drive? We're going to find out very shortly. Now, though, Liz Truss has been criticised after she said the jury was still out on French President Emmanuel Macron. Her remark came as she was asked if Mr. Macron was friend or foe of the UK at a Tory leadership hustings. And separately, the Financial Times has reported that Liz Truss is considering plans to trigger Article 16 proceedings against the EU over the Northern Ireland Protocol within days of entering Downing Street if she succeeds Boris Johnson as Prime Minister next month. Here she is, Liz Truss, when faced with quick-fire questions from the Talk TV host Julia Hartley Brewer at the hustings event in Norwich.
President Macron, friend or foe?
The jury's out. But if I become Prime Minister, I'll judge him on deeds, not words.
Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Kevin Maguire, Associate Editor with the Daily Mirror. Kevin, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Let's start with that. What's been the political reaction to those comments about Emmanuel Macron?
Angry in the UK, and I'm sure it'll be reflected over the channel in France in due course, but Conservatives are lining up to attack her. She's been described as stupid by Alastair Burt, a former Conservative foreign minister, Gavin Barwell, who was Theresa May's chief of staff in Number 10, says you would have thought she was aware that the UK is in a military alliance in NATO with France. And David Gawke, who was a Tory minister, justice minister, is no longer a member of the party, said she's been playing to the gallery. And that applause showed it goes down well with that small portion of the UK population that's in the Conservative Party, 160,000 members or so, who will choose the next prime minister. But in the wider world, when there is the issue of Ukraine, many other matters to be sorted, it's an extraordinary response, not only from a future prime minister, but also a current serving foreign secretary who is the country's leading diplomat.
And her opponent in this race to be Tory leader and the next prime minister, Rishi Sunak, he was asked that question too. What was his answer?
Oh, his answer was very very different, and he described Emmanuel Macron as a friend, which would be the official position. Now, there's no doubt there are lots of tensions with France, certainly over migrant crossings in boats, and the government keeps blaming the French for what is happening, not halting the sailings. But Sunak, who is more considered in this contest, the former chancellor, he recognises that you cooperate with a neighbour and an ally rather than using what was extraordinary language. If you are, for instance, sitting in Beijing or you're sitting in Moscow, that would be music to your ears to hear a future UK prime minister, and she is the red-hot favourite to win this contest, to say the jury is still out on whether the president of France is a friend or foe.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, it's just interesting what you say there about her comments being greeted with applause at the hustings in Norwich last night, and yet you have all of these Tories coming out and saying and criticising her for doing it, saying that does she not realise we're in a military alliance with France? She is still very much the front runner to win this contest, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, so it just seems it's been going on longer than the Game of Thrones, this contest. In fact, in some ways, it's probably more violent, certainly verbally. But no, the dial hasn't essentially shifted. Sunak won more MPs at the start, more Conservative MPs at the start than Liz Truss, but she seemed to be the clear favourite of the Conservative members. And that has been the case so far. Rishi Sunak's team haven't given up. They claim that he's more popular in meetings than surveys and opinion polls and the applause at hustings suggest. But few doubt that. I think it would be an incredible upset for Liz Truss not to be announced on September the 5th as the next leader of the Conservative Party, and on the September the 6th, the following day, to be installed as the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
And the never-ending hustings and the never-ending competition over the summer, it hasn't really caught fire, has it? Is that because of the candidates or the duration?
I think it's the candidates, it's the duration. And you could probably get a gauge now where they are, that the Conservative Party was selling £5 souvenir brochures. Well, they're giving them away for free now because they realise no one wants them, and it's finally coming to an end. But voting doesn't close until a week today, although I think everybody who's voted has really voted. There's only been dribs and drabs now. But you're right, it hasn't caught fire because the positions were set out early and they've just gone round and round in circles to some extent. They've both had moments of desperation, and Rishi Sunak, after attacking her tax cuts, which are huge as fantasy, then came up with some of his own, and she got into a real pickle over what would have been regional pay cuts outside of London and the southeast of England for nurses, teachers, police officers, every public servant. But no, they haven't really shifted at all. So you kind of think, when there's a cost of living crisis, certainly Ukraine in the background, the Conservative Party could have probably done this in weeks rather than the length of time it's taken.
And for us, when people saw that report last night in the Financial Times that Liz Truss is considering plans to trigger Article 16 proceedings against the EU over the protocol, the Northern Ireland Protocol. Now, the plan, according to the Financial Times, is that she'll do this within days of entering Downing Street. That is because time is running out for the UK to respond to the legal action that the EU has taken. Is that so?
That's absolutely right. She will enter Downing Street, assuming Liz Truss does win on September the 6th, and September the 15th is that deadline. It's only 9 days away. So she triggers Article 16. She kind of gets over that immediate hurdle. But she creates, of course, new, fresh problems, and nobody legally seriously believes conditions exist to trigger Article 16, the serious threat to society, economy, politics, life as we know it to warrant that. But she is, and we must never forget this, and I think what motivates her on Brexit, many others agree, is she was a big Remainer in 2016.
Yes.
She's now backed by the most hardline Brexiteers at the top of the Conservative Party, including David Frost, Lord Frost, who negotiated the deal, described it as brilliant, and is now saying it's terrible and must be torn up. She will have to appease them. She will need them on her side, so it will go back to old style, have a war with the European Union. You get lots of cheers from the British Brexitremist press for that. You shift blame for problems elsewhere, but you also cause huge problems in terms of breaking international law, jeopardising relationships again with more than just France's neighbours, the Republic of Ireland too. You jeopardise peace in Good Friday and political stability there. You're not seen as somebody of your word in the sense that officially you sign treaties and then you're very willing to break them. But no, I can see politically exactly what she is doing, and she will get applause from a small part of the Conservative Party and country that backed her.
Mm-hmm. The FT report says that insiders who know about these plans said that she could trigger Article 16 in that really short time frame in order to protect UK business. And there is a question mark over tariffs that might come in to force very soon, in particular for steel producers this week.
Absolutely. There are lots of changes in the pipeline. Some have been delayed. They're finally going to happen, but that's dealing kind of with the details in one way. The bigger picture is the UK will be tearing up, breaking, ending a treaty it entered into very recently as a foundation of Brexit, and which was hailed at the time by Boris Johnson, whom, it must be said, Liz Truss said she would prefer to be Prime Minister than Rishi Sunak when she was asked that question last night at the hosting.
But
it was described as an excellent deal.
But if somebody who, you know, has made such a play on following through on Boris Johnson's let's get Brexit done commitments and his actions, if they allow a 25% tariff on British companies selling products into Northern Ireland, that surely, as you say, is going to be very politically damaging. So she's going to have to do something, and clearly she sees that this is the something she should do.
No, it's right. It's Theresa May ran into all sorts of problems because she knew that the question of Northern Ireland was very difficult. And where would the border be when the Great Britain, United Kingdom left the European Union? She was rather honest about it and said, look, this is a very difficult issue, which is when she was discussing staying within the single market, the customs union, or somehow being very parallel to them. Boris Johnson denied he would put a border down the Irish Sea when he actually put it down. So you're quite right. There's woe and trouble ahead regardless, because it is just a function of the Brexit that was agreed. There's no getting around that. But the Brexiteers, the most ardent Brexiteers who back her, now believe the only way of saving Brexit is to have even more Brexit and a harder Brexit.
Kevin, thank you very much. Kevin Maguire there on the Tory hustings, and also that report last night that Liz Truss, if she does become Prime Minister, which it is expected, will trigger Article 16 before the 15th of September. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.